感谢主，新年刚好也是我们的安息日，也是我们的祷告会。
Thank the graceful Lord that this new year is our holy Sabbath day and also our prayer session.
好，我们弟兄姐妹用祷告来开始我们新的一年啊，这是应该非常好的开始。
And for us brothers and sisters to use this beginning of a new year for prayer, I'm sure it's a great beginning of a new year.
小弟在早上结束之前有谈到一个同龄，每个新年他都要设定一些今年要去完成的目标。
And in the morning service, I talked about there was a member, and each year he would set New Year resolutions.
他真的很忙，他大概有三个孩子要照顾。
And he is very busy, and he has three kids to take care of.
但他觉得这件事情是非常重要，他一定要有一个时间表，一定要有一个目标，一定要有一个完成的日期。
But however, this to him is something of great importance, and he believes that he needs to have a board to keep track of his New Year resolution and when he completes them.
我们有时候我觉得我们做人啊，会浑浑噩噩啊，就这样过了一生。
Oftentimes, I feel as humans in this world, we often just let our days pass by and till the end of our days.
有时候我们虽然有神，但是跟外邦人一样啊，没有目标，没有盼望，没有方向。
Though oftentimes we do have God, but we're just as Gentiles that we don't have a direction.
反正日子总是要过下去，一年总是会到来。
And because the days will pass and years will go by.
我们觉得这样的生命啊，实在是太消极了。
We believe this kind of life indeed is in much despair.
今天主饭的弟兄讲说，你有没有要不要吃汤圆呢？你接到吃汤圆的时候呢，你就会多长了一岁哦。
And today, the brother that was cooking for us, he asked me, do you want to try the rice balls? Because if you eat the rice ball in tradition, you will gain a year in age.
当然我没有去吃那个汤圆呢。
And I didn't go eat the rice balls.
不是我不想长一岁了。
It's not because I don't want to gain in age.
这个额外话。
But that's on the side.
我们要有目标真的是比较好。
Indeed, it is much better to have a goal.
那实际上讲，我们都不是退后入沉沦的那种人。我们不是退后入沉沦的那些人。
So, as we are not the kind of people that goes back in our ways of wrongdoings.
我们是有盼望以至于灵魂会得救的那些人。
But rather, we are the kind of people that we have this hope of salvation for us.
我们今年一定要比明年更好。
And this year must be better than the last.
我们一定要为主耶稣来成就一些事情啊。
We must complete something for the Lord.
所以我们来看腓立比书三章的十三节、十四节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
腓立比书三章十三节、十四节。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章十三节、十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.
请读。
Verse 13. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. 14. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
这么叫说我们要有向着标杆直跑的精神。
Here it says we need to press on towards the goal.
请问你今年的目标，你今年的标杆在哪里？
So this year, what is your goal?
也许我们是教会的工作人员。
Perhaps we are workers in the church.
我们是负责某一个部门的。
And we are in charge of a certain part.
那我们今年我们要为神的家完成什么样的目标呢？
Then what is the goal that you have set for the house of the Lord?
也许我们是做父母亲的。
Perhaps we are parents.
我们的孩子在我们手里面。
And our kids are taken care of by us.
是神交付给我们的产业。
For God has given this to us as our inheritance.
请问今年你要把孩子带往哪里去？
And I ask you this year, what direction are you going to bring your children to?
昨天在家庭聚会的时候，我们在谈一个问题。
Yesterday during family service, we talked about a problem.
我们18岁以后，我们就没有办法为孩子的长相来负责了。
After 他们18岁。
孩子十八岁之后，我们就没有办法为他们的脸来负责了。
So after 18 years of age, we're no longer responsible for the looks of our children.
18岁以前呢，做母亲要为他们长得什么样来负责。
For before they're 18, we're in charge of what they look like.
有的小孩子的脸真的长得像 Pokemon 的脸哦。
So some children, they do look like Pokemon.
有的脸真的长得就是 video game 的脸哦。
And some children's faces reflect just like video games.
好像那电动玩具啊，有的脸好像就是这个书卷气啊，这个书读到都没有办法抬头的脸啊。
And there's some children's faces look like they're very studious that as to a point that they don't even have energy to lift up their
head. 那我们今天做母亲的在年底啊，我们到底要把他们带到哪里去？
But to us as parents, so what direction should we bring our children towards?
我们个人的生命到底有没有目标呢？
Do our own lives have a goal?
我们基督徒应该是有目标的生命啊。
But as for a Christian, we should live a life with a goal.
主耶稣活在世上，他是有目标的。
For when the Lord Jesus Christ was in this world, he had a goal.
他的目标就是各个他的路。
And his goal was the road to Golgotha.
就是为你我被钉在十字架上面。
And his goal was to be crucified on a cross for you and I.
所以他不随便死的。
And he did not die in vain.
啊，所以人家要把他推到悬崖下面去。他从众人当中 走过去的，他不随便死的。
And he does not die easily, but because people wanted to push him off the cliff, but he did not.
他不做王的。
He did not want to be king.
啊，人家要革命分子，可能要叫他做我们的头头，他推到山里面去的，推到旷野里面去的。
People there during the time of revolution wanted him to become their king, but he refused.
因为他是有目标，他知道自己的人生要走哪个方向。
For he lived a life with a purpose, he knows what direction he must go.
在哥西马连，他虽然很痛苦啊。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, even though he was in much pain,
他也不退缩啊。
But he did not back up.
他站起来，他起来往前继续走去啊。
He stood up and he walked towards his goal.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有个目标啊。
Because he has a goal.
他的目标非常清楚。
And his goal is very clear.
请问我们到底有没有目标呢？
And I ask all of you, do we have a goal?
基督徒应该有目标才对的啦。
For a Christian, we need to have a goal.
保罗也有目标啊。
Paul has a goal.
我们看使徒行传二十章的二十二节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20, verse 22.
使徒行传二十章的二十二节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 22.
二十章的二十二节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 22.
那请读。
Verse 22. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there.
二十三节。
23. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardship are facing.
二十四节。
24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
很多人读到二十四节都有哭的感动耶。
Many people, when they read verse 24, they're deeply touched.
真的，他不以性命为念的。
Really, he does not consider his life.
就是我如果活着啊，主耶稣要我死，我就去死，没有关系的啦。只要我把主耶稣要我做的把它完成，没有关系的啦。
Which means that he takes his life as merely nothing. If God wants him to end his life for what he's doing, then he's okay.
我们说生命诚可贵啊。
We say how precious life is.
但是保罗说生命。从神的国度来讲，能够完成的目标比生命更可贵的。
But from the perspective of Paul, to be able to complete the task of the Lord is much more important than his own life.
你看亚加布来到保罗跟前哦。
亚加。
阿卡伯。亚加布啊。
阿卡伯 came before Paul.
把他的腰带拿过来捆在自己身上啊。
And has tied around his belt around.
然后他就预言这样讲啊。
And he prophesied and said this.
这个腰带的主人哦，到耶路撒冷去就是要这样子被绑起来啊。
For the owner of this belt around the waist will be like just like so entering into Jerusalem.
难道保罗不知道他这一次去真的没有回头的地步了？
Did Paul not know that this time when he entered into the city, he no longer has a way out?
他是知道的。
He knows.
他跟同工讲说，我怕我这次去再回没有办法回来再看到你们了。
He tells his co-workers that perhaps this time when I enter in, I will no longer be able to have a chance.
同工都抱着他哭啊。
And all his co-workers.Hugged and cried with him.
但是我想心中一定有很大的感动。
But I'm quite sure in his heart he was deeply moved.
因为这个人不是一个混的人呐、啊。
Because this person is not a kind of person that just lives his days in vain.
他真的知道自己在做什么。
For he knows what he's doing.
他真的知道自己的目标就是上耶路撒冷去。
He knows and understands that his goal is to go into Jerusalem.
请问我们今天是不是会不会混呢？
Today, do we live our life in vain?
我们是不是过一天算一天呢？
Do we just let our days pass by?
我们是不是那 let the nature take its course? 就是让反正船到桥头自然直啦，就是让它去吧。
We let nature take its course and we believe there is a way when it comes to, when the problem comes to it.
所以我们要有目标哦。
So we must have a goal.
保罗说我奔跑不是没有方向的。
Paul says, the way that I walk does not have a direction.
我斗拳不是打空气的。
And when I... 斗拳。When I punt, when I fight, is not towards not just to air.
啊，我真的是有目标的。
For I have a goal.
所以弟兄姐妹，你今年的目标到底是什么
？So dear brothers and sisters, what is your goal for this year?
你知道没有目标真的很浪费生命哎。
Indeed, when you live a life without a goal, it's a waste of your life.
比如说你要到，你开车往前去。
For example, you're driving towards somewhere.
GPS 你都没有定到哪里去。
And you didn't even set your GPS.
And just 绕啊绕啊绕的。
So you're just turning here and there.
这个真的是有点浪费时间呢。
Indeed, it's such a waste of time.
啊，所以我们真的要在主耶稣面前立志了哦。
So we must make this determination before the Lord.
我们说的目标哦，不是说我们在地上那个属世的目标而已哦。
When I talk about a goal that we must set for ourselves, it's not a goal for.This life.
而是我们更重要的是为我们的灵性啊设下一个目标来，我们的那个神的国度里面哦设下一个目标来哦。
But rather for our spiritual life, this life for us in the heavenly kingdom, we must set this goal.
我们看耶伯记二十二章二十八节。
Listen to Job chapter 22 verse 28.
耶伯记二十二章二十八节。
Job chapter 22 verse 28.
二十二章二十八节。
Job chapter 22.Verse 28.
耶伯记二十二章二十八节。
Job 22 verse 28. What do you decide on will be done? The light will shine on your ways.
你定义做什么事情呢？啊，神要给你成就的。如果这个是在神里面的目标。
And if your goal is the goal set in the Lord.
那么啊，这边说亮光也必照耀你的路，因为是。为神所立的目标呢？神的亮光会照耀你的路啊。
Then light will shine on your way because this way of yours is a way that you've set in the Lord.
那我们这辈子就不会白白的走过了啦。
Then this lifetime of ours will not be in vain.
啊，不会白白走这一遭啦。
It will not live our lives in vain.
我们可以设下什么样的属灵目标呢
？So what kind of spiritual goals can we set?
我觉得当我们真的下定决心要设目标的时候
，I believe when we really make a determination to set our goals.
哎，我们目标哦可以设高一点没有关系啦。
It's okay to have
a
more difficult goal to set one.
Higher goal.
A higher goal.
因为我们要到达的是 higher ground， 不是吗？
For the ground that we want to get to is higher ground.
我们来看列王记下的第二章第九节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings.
列王记下的第二章第九节。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9.
列王记下二章的第九节。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9.
二章九节十节。
Verse 9 and 10. Verse 9.When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit, Elisha replied. Verse 10, You have asked a difficult thing, Elijah said. Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise not.
那个伊丽莎的目标不是随随便便就可以达到的。伊利亚就说，这是个难得到的一个东西啊。
For what Elisha wanted, Elijah told him that it's not easily to be completed.
他以利亚那么有能力了，已经造就这么多弟兄姐妹了。
For Elijah is so full of power and has edified many brothers and sisters.
那伊丽莎一想，哇，自己要接续他的工作啊。
And when Elisha thought that he's going to take over his job.
这个太困难了。
Indeed, it's very difficult.
所以他求加倍的灵哦，这是 double 的，这是。很高的目标的
，and he asked for a double portion of his spirit，
这是难得的
，and something that's difficult，
难得不代表得不到啊
When it's difficult does not mean that you cannot receive.
他说我被接去的时候呢, 你看得见, 你就要得到啊。
Elijah said, if you will see me when I'm taken from you, it will be yours.
弟兄姐妹, 你看得见吗?
Brothers and sisters, can you see?
你看得见以利亚被接升天吗?
Can you see Elijah taken up into heaven?
你看得见生命是不朽的吗?
Can you see that this life is not... It's not worn out.
你看得到有一个永恒在等着你吗?
Can you see that there is this eternal life waiting for you?
你看到一位神是永远不死的吗?
Can you see that there is a God that is everlasting?
你看得到他是可以为你成就你所要的吗?
Can you see that this God can fulfill what you want?
你看得见你生命的结束就是天国吗?
Can you see that at end of life is the beginning of heaven?
如果你看得见了,
if you can see,
你会一直往上看的,
then you will keep looking upwards.
有地上有什么目标, 我们有什么目标达不到呢?
And whatever, there is nothing that we cannot complete.
所以目标哦, 我们要有点 ambition 哦, 我们要为主耶稣啊, 都有一点点野心啊。
So we need to have an ambition and to have this ambition for the Lord.
我们刚刚开始讲, be ambition for the Lord, 你要为主耶稣有一个更大的抱负。
Indeed, when we talk about having a greater ambition for the Lord.
我们跟他们这样讲, 真的有一个人他这样写, 我蛮喜欢他所写的东西。
And when we talk about this, somebody actually wrote about this and I like what they've written.
他说你要去梦一个 dream an impossible dream, 去梦一个很崇高的梦想啊。
So this person wrote that to dream of an impossible dream.
去打一个打不倒的敌人啊。
And to fight an enemy that is undefeated.
To fight an unbeatable foe.
And to fight an unbeatable force.
去承担一个没有办法承担的忧伤。 To bear an unbearable sorrow.
To build an unbearable sorrow.
去跑一个连勇士都不敢跑的地方。
To run where the brave do not go.
去纠正一个没有办法改正的错误。
To right the unrightable wrong.
去爱那些纯正的，还有那些纯正的，去追那些很远的东西。
To love pure and chase from afar.
虽然你现在手非常的软弱。
And even though right now you're very weak,
你要去 reach an impossible star, 去摸一个, 追寻一个你摸不到的星星。
But you must reach for an unreachable star.
那个诗人这样讲, 这个就是我的盼望了, 这是我的要求。
So this poet says, this is my goal.
啊, 就要, my 就是要去追求那个星, 去那个, 跟随那个星星,
and that is to reach for the star.
To follow the star.
To follow the star.
No matter how helpless, no matter how far, 无论你多么的没有盼望，多么的遥不可及，多么的遥远，我就是去要去摸一个摸不到的星星了。
So no matter how helpless this poet is, and no matter how far, he is still going to strive to try to reach for the star.
当然所有梦都是难实现的。
Of course, many dreams are hard to fulfill.
但是呢, 在神里面哦, 你只要是为神立德哦, 凡事都是在神面前没有什么不可能的。
But however, if your dream is established upon God, there's nothing that is impossible.
所以你今年你要到哪里去呢?
So this year, where do you want to go?
你要立一个目标。
You must set a goal.
不妨立高一点的目标。
You should set, actually, try to set a higher goal.
那彼得说啊, 我要跟主耶稣基督啊, 一直 一直的跟到他死地啊, 就是跟他一起死了。
And Peter said that I'm determined to follow the Lord Jesus Christ until his death.
为主耶稣死, 应该是没有比这个再更高的目标了吧。
And to die for the Lord, there's no other higher goal than this.
没有错, 他是失败了。
Indeed, in the end, he failed.
但是他总是有机会让主耶稣回头看他的。
But however, he had the chance for Jesus to turn to look at him.
让主耶稣跟他讲说, 你回头之后要兼顾你的弟兄的。
To let Jesus Christ tell him that when you turn around, you must strengthen your brothers.
我刚开始讲一个故事啊。
I told the children this story.
他说你要去哦, 人家有个目标哦, 要骑他的那个醉马, 一个很烂的马, 他说, 他要骑这个马上月球了。
And this goal is that to use a very weak horse and to ride it up to the moon.
大家都在笑他, 你怎么可能骑一只马上月球呢? 这是不可能的梦想。
And everybody laughed at this child and said that how is it possible for you to ride this horse up to the moon?
你知道几年之后怎么回事了呢?
Do you know what happened years after?
至少他把这只马骑上了喜马拉雅山上最高点, 那边去了。
at least this child years later was able to ride this horse up to the top of the Himalaya mountains.
所有的门徒没有一个敢说我要跟主耶稣到死地的，跟他跟随到死的。
And there's no disciple that was had the courage to say that I will follow him till the death.
但是也只有彼得有机会啊，能够从一直往高处爬，跌下来还是比别人更高一点呢。
Only Peter has a chance that he climbs up to the highest, and even when he falls, he's still higher than the rest of the disciples.
所以敢跟主耶稣讲，我要走海面。
So that's why he dares telling Jesus that I want to walk on water too.
这个是不可能的梦想，谁敢走海面？
This is an unreachable goal. Who dares to walk on water?
彼得就说，如果是你，让我下去走一走啊。
And Peter says, if you're willing, let me walk on water.
没有错，他沉下去了。
Indeed, he did sink in the end.
至少也能够体会到主耶稣拉着他吧。
But at least he can experience the Lord Jesus Christ holding on to
him. 至少也可以体会到主耶稣拉着他走回船上去吧。
At least he can experience the Lord holding him and walking back onto the boat.
但是人，有血肉的人，没有一个经历过的。
This is man of flesh. No one has experienced this.
这是不可能的梦想。
Because this is unreachable dream.
但是他敢去梦那个不可能的梦想。
However, he is willing to dream the undreamable.
去打一个不可能打倒的敌人。
And to fight an unfightable force.
去承受一个不可能承受的忧伤。
And to withstand a sorrow that is not.
去走一条连勇士都不敢走的路。
And to walk on a path that the courageous is not there to
walk. 这个就是目标啊, 我们可以试试看的。
Then this is a goal we can try to set.
有一个NYT的学生真的很可爱。
There was a really adorable MITS student.
应该是七八年前吧。
This is about 7 or 8 years
ago. 他都结婚了。
And now the student's already married.
有一次NYT结束之后立一个很大的目标。
One time after NYTS, a student has made a great determination.
他每天要祷告3个小时啊。
That every single day that the student wanted to pray for 3 hours.
隔天我再问他，你有祷告3个小时吗？
Next year, I asked the student, so did you pray for 3 hours?
哦，没有啦。
He said no.
第一个月，第二个月有啦。
Maybe the first and second month I did pray for
第三个月、第四个月变2个小时了。
For the third and fourth month became
2 hours。第五个月、第六个月变6个小时，变1个小时了。
And the fifth and sixth months it became 1 hour.
7个月、8个月变半个小时了。
And 7-8 months became half an hour.
9个月、10个月变，大概维持到半个小时吧。
So the 9th and the 10th month he maintained his 30 minutes.
快要倒了。
And he felt very weak, almost failing.
另外一个 NYTS 又来了。
And the next NYTS came about.
我觉得这个孩子很可爱。
So I thought that this student was very adorable.
至少他有一段时间跟主耶稣那么亲近哦。
At least there's a certain period of time that he was so close to the Lord.
有的人立志啊，聚会之前1个小时之前来教会祷告。
Some people make a determination that will come to church an hour earlier to pray before.
有的人立志啊，回去之前呢，先祷告之后再回去。
Some people make a determination that they want to pray before they leave church.
有一个刚信主的弟兄哦，他那时候都还不是弟兄，还是个慕道朋友。
There was a newly believer.
他立志一年把圣经读完。
At that time, when he just believed, he made a determination that he's going to finish reading a Bible in a year.
我真的被他，就是说，被那个精神啊吓到了哦。
So I was deeply shocked by his determination.
目标都很高啊。Because
he has set such a high goal.
请问你的目标是什么？
Then let me ask you, what is your goal?
其实很多目标不是我们凭空去想的。
So there are many goals we cannot just merely just think about them.
我们很多目标是祷告当中，主耶稣感动我们说，你今年一定要为我完成这些事情的。
But rather, these goals are given to us during the time of our prayer.
我们看腓立比书2章13节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3.
2章13节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
腓立比书2章13节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
腓立比书2章13节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
请读。
Verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will, and to act according to his good purpose.
你今天在这边祷告，我们今天都要在这边祷告啊。
Today we're all going to pray.
求主耶稣的灵大大感动你啊。
Let's ask the Lord's Spirit deeply move us.
让你知道你今年的方向在哪里。
For us to know what is the direction for us.
你可以做什么，为主耶稣做什么。
What exactly can we do for the Lord?
为了那个目标哦，你牺牲生命哦，为了他都没有关系的了，生命算什么呢？
that for this goal of yours, for the Lord, even if you give up your life, it's of nothing.
我们每个人哦，其实主耶稣都给我们一个任务要去完成的。
And each one of us, God has actually given us a purpose and a will to fulfill.
我们看三章的十二节。
Let's look at chapter 3.
腓立比书三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
啊，请读。
Verse 12.Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of what, of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
耶稣基督哦，要有所以得着我的，或者是说我的，或者做要我的。耶稣基督有要你所达到的目标了，有要你要做的事情啊。
So there is something that the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to press for.
所以我们不是已经完全了，我们是要达到主耶稣在我这辈子给我要去完成的那个使命到底是什么。
So we have to understand that we are not perfect. We must complete this mission that the Lord Jesus Christ has entrusted in us.
弟兄姐妹，你绝对不会是没有使命的啦。
Lord, dear brothers and sisters, none of you live a life without a mission.
所以说一定有一件事情要让你去完成的。
There is that one thing that the Lord wants you to complete.
彼得的使命就是做犹太人的使徒啊。
Peter's mission in his life is to become the person who preached to the Jews.
保罗是叫做外邦的使徒啊。
And for Paul, he's an apostle of the Gentiles.
Hannah, 他就是要教养下一代的一个人呢。
And Hannah is the one to nurture, to take care of the next generation.
真的，我们每个人都有神要用的一个东西啦。
And we know and we must understand that all of us, we have a purpose for the Lord.
我们要把它找出来哦。
We must find this purpose.
我们要去做。
And we must go on to complete.
如果真的没有办法达到那么高的目标，至少我们也为主完成一些事情啊。
If surely we cannot complete this high goal that we have set, but at least we can complete something for the Lord.
最近到佛罗里达去啊。
Recently I was in Florida.
被一个姐妹啊，她的讲话也是被她感动啊。
And I've heard a sister deeply move me for what she.
这个姐妹大概三十多岁才结婚呢。
And this sister, she probably got married around after age 30.
后来别人告诉我说她一辈子的励志是什么呢
？And later on, somebody told me, saying that, do you know what the sister's goal was for her life?
她说她一辈子的励志就是要做传道娘啊。
She said her goal in life was to become a pastor's wife.
但是没有传道要娶她。
But however, no pastor wanted to take her hand.
她就继续等，继续等，等到没有传道，还是没有传道。
So she waited and waited until there was still no more. There was no preachers.
在我们那个年代哦，那个长子常会勉励弟兄要立志当传道，姐妹要立志当传道娘，因为传道常常娶不到太太。
And in my generations, the elders often encourage us, all the brothers, you must make determination to become pastors, and sister, be determined to become pastor's wife, because nobody wants to marry a pastor.
那个姐妹就这样立志的啊。
And this was that sister's determination.
现在没有达到那个目标啊。
And even though she did not fulfill this goal,
她说没有关系的，不能做传道娘，可以做传道的娘呢。
And she said, it's okay not being able to become the pastor's wife. Maybe I have a chance to become a pastor's mother.
Pastor's mother, 对啊、哦。就是她现在有个孩子啊，她用力的要把她教育成以后就是要服侍神啊。
And now she has a child, and she is striving and doing her best to try to bring up this child that one day that he may become a pastor.
所以求主耶稣感动我们，真的有一个目标，尤其是我们工作人员哦。这个日子一直过，教会真的有些很多东西要做，我们真的要去想，我可以为主耶稣做什么。
So as for holy workers of Christ, we need to ask the Lord to move us to let us understand what is it that we can do for the church.
那个目标真的可以在祷告当中去把它找出来的，主耶稣会感动我们的啦。
We can really find and search for that goal in our prayer because the Lord will move us.
我们中文说哦，登高必自卑啊，行远必自讹啊。你要爬到高处还是要从低处开始走、哦、
And the Chinese saying goes that for you to reach the most high, you must start from the low.
你要走远路还是要从近处开始走啊
For you to reach a place afar, you need to start from where's near.
当我们有个目标之后，我们要想我下一步可以做什么。
When we have a goal, we need to start planning for what's to come after.
那个 practical 的，就是我可以做得到的那个 step 到底是什么？那一步到底是什么？
And something make a practical steps of ways of what is something that you can do to start.
我们看箴言的第十章第九节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9.
箴言十章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9.
箴言十章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9.
十章九节。
Verse 9.The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out.
你那个要行正直的路，步步要安稳啊！你每一步要踏得很稳啊！你第一步要踏得稳，再走第二步啊！
When we want to walk securely, we must stand firm in our steps. So you must have a firm step before you take another one.
有的人立志啊，好好祷告。
Some people make determination that they want to pray zealously.
到底你下一步可以做什么？
Then what is the next step that you can take?
真的，你可以找个祷告同伴呢、啊。
First, maybe you can find a prayer partner.
Make someone accountable for you. 哦，就是有一个人可以督促你哦。就是我们现在祷告时间到了，两个彼此督促，你这样子就可以把这个目标完成到年底，绝对没有问题。
To make someone accountable for you, this partner of yours, to tell you and to remind you so that this goal of yours can be pressed on until the end of the year.
我们在这个世界哦，要圣洁真的很难哦。
For us to be pure in this earth, in this world, is very difficult.
我们有没有办法立个目标，就今年我现在过一个更圣洁的人？
Can we make a determination to say that the goal for me this year is that I want to be a more pure person?
我的错，我自己知道，神也知道。
I know my sins, my wrongs, and God knows.
那是神在等着我们呢、啊，能够做一点什么事情来处理这些问题呀、啊。
But however, God is waiting for us to do something to try to solve these wrongs that you've committed.
我们一定要找一个 practical way, 有一个有效的方法去对付我们那个。我们的软弱，我们做不到的地方。
So we must find a way that's actually practical for us to go about to put it into action, to face and to correct our wrongdoings.
我常跟小朋友讲说，你十一点以后不要上网啊。
I often tell kids that after 11, do not go online.
啊，因为这是我们心情最，我们人最 vulnerable 的时候，我们一个人最软弱的时候啊。
Because it is a time when we're most vulnerable.
这个是一个 practical way. 我们真的是要立志哦，做到一些很基本的东西啦。
So this is something that's very practical for us to do, as human beings. Something that's very basic.
你说一个小朋友说我要当传道。
So a child says I want to become a pastor.
那至少你也先做一个 RE 的老师吧。
But the first step that you should do is maybe you should start being an RE teacher.
啊，做一个至少从领事开始吧。
At least maybe you can start from.
总是有一个下一步你可以达得到的地方啊。
So that there's a next step that you can take after this.
啊，所以祷告求主耶稣让我们知道。
So in our prayer, we ask the Lord to let us understand.
我们真的要有直跑的精神，要跑的精神，要跑。
That we must strive on this kind of the spirit that we want to strive on.
有标杆啊，还要去 press on， 还要去竭力追求啊。
Not only do we have a goal, but do we need to press on towards the goal?
我们看腓立比书三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
三章十三节。
Philippians chapter 3:13.
三章十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead.
四节。
Verse 14, I press on toward the goal to win.
Press on, 哦。
So here,
直跑，向标杆直跑。
Here says, press on toward the goal.
直跑就是要忘记背后，努力面前啊。
So to press on means to look at what's ahead and to forget what's behind.
真的，以前我们有很多的失败，有很多的荣耀。
And what's behind us is much a failure and a lot of wrong.
你仔细想我以前的荣耀，你可能不会往前跑了。
Sorry, a lot of failure or a lot of glory. But if you continue to think of your own glories in the past, you will not strive on to walk forward.
我们一直想以前的失败，你可能也没有力量跑下，反正每一次跑都是跑，就是这样子啦，都是。都是一个 cycle 啦，跑回到原地啦。
vice versa, if you keep on thinking about your failures, then you will be afraid to continue on what is ahead.
我们真的生意上讲哦，把它忘记了。我今年真的要做一个更好的人，我有个新的更新的目标。
So just like what the Bible is saying, we must forget what is behind us. And today, then this year, we set a goal to become a better person.
十四节哦，这个目标直跑，为什么你要直跑？因为你要得奖赏啊。
So here, why do we need to press on towards a goal is for the prize.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我们真的都有一个奖赏哦。
Dear brothers and sisters, we all have a prize.
生命真的很短啊。
Life is so short.
2010年，你有多少朋友已经走了？
In the year 2010, how many of your friends have passed away?
也是我遇到一位弟兄，他这样讲，神真的很慈爱啊。
And I met a brother and said this, and indeed the Lord is gracious.
啊，像我们这个年纪哈，有时候我们的长辈啊，他说有像我们这个年纪，我们会看到一些长辈或者朋友，他们被主耶稣招走了。
And he says people that are his age, he sees many people that are elder.Ali or around his age being called back by the Lord.
这是神的爱耶，预备我们呢，将来也是要走同样的路啦。预备，你看到了，因为知道自己的年纪也快要追随我们这些长辈了。
And he says, it is for the love of the Lord that he lets us see the path that we are ourselves about to trod on.
所以求主耶稣能够感动我们的心哦。
So we ask the Lord to move all of us.
人世间哦，什么都带不走。
To understand that in this lifetime, we cannot take anything with us.
主耶稣的赏赐最实在啊。
Only what is most practical is the blessings of the Lord.
我们今天为什么要来聚会呢？
Today, why do we come for service?
我们真的相信有那个赏赐啊。
That's because we truly believe in the prize.
我们真的相信看得见那个永恒的东西啊。
We truly believe in that something that is in the future.
所以目标一定要往那个方向跑。
That's everlasting. That's why we need to strive and press on towards the goal.
求主耶稣感动我们哦。
So I ask the Lord to move all of us.
我们伊丽莎白教会真的可以有很多的目标，我们每个弟兄姐妹，包括我在内，我们都可以去更追求的。
And for this Elizabeth Church, each brother and sister, including myself, we have a lot more things that we can pursue after.
我们真的有 room 哦，去 make progress. 我们真的有很多的，我们真的有很多的 room. 我们自己可以去，我自己也可以去求长进的。
We all, including myself, have a lot of room for us to make progress.
就是说，真的，他的爱大大感动我们哦。
So we ask the great love of the Lord to touch and move us.
我真的真的好希望我今年比明年更好。
I really hope that this year I'll be better than what I was last year.
真的好希望我们的教会今年比明年更好。
And I truly hope that this church will be better than what it was last year.
能够来荣耀主耶稣的圣名。
So that we may glorify the name of the Lord.
我们还有另外一个20分钟的祷告。
We have another 20 minute of prayer.
我们为自己的灵命想一想，我们有什么目标呢？
So let's pray for our own spiritual life, what kind of goal we have.
求主耶稣加添我们能力。可以跑向那个目标来荣耀神。
So we ask the Lord to strengthen us so that we have the power to press on.
小弟再讲一次哈。
So let me say this again.
尤其我们在座的工人。
Especially to the holy workers.
我们有很多的工作，有神托付给我们的。
We have a lot of work that God has entrusted in us.
到底我可以为这个教会做什么？为神做什么
？What exactly can we do for the church for God?
我们真的要有目标哦。
We really need to have a goal.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all pray.
要接受按手的可以继续到前面来。
If you'd like to receive laying hands, please come forward.
我们祷告要很专心哦，祷告时间就会很短哦。
And if we really focus in our prayer, then the time of prayer becomes really short.
真的真的求主耶稣感动我们每个人都有自己的一个追求的方向。
So we ask the Lord to move all of us to have a goal we'll pursue after.
我们继续跪下来祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.